The easing of lockdown restrictions in Poland has resulted in a robust retail rebound for EPP. The group says Poland is outpacing its original vaccination rollout target, and this allows it to look ahead with optimism as the Polish economy regains its footing. Company CEO Tomasz Troslo joins us now with further insight. Thanks so much, Tomasz, for your time this evening. So you've come to market with an operational update, and that before heading into your closed period. It's looking pretty upbeat here. How much faster or more robust a retail rebound than expected are you seeing right now?
The very important thing that came as a surprise also to us was the amount of tenant turnover in the first weeks after opening. So we're now collecting the data for May, and the data that we collected so far from our shopping centers across the country shows that an average aggregated tenant turnover is at the level of approximately 113% over like-for-like May in 2019. So we're using 2019, not 2020 for obvious reasons. We want the pre-COVID, pre-pandemic comparison. And on that basis, it's evident that people have returned to the shopping centers and have returned to the shopping centers to buy. So that's fundamental strengths of EPP portfolio, but on average across the Polish market, the numbers are not very different. So it shows also that Polish citizens are really willing and needing to buy in physical shopping centers in addition to what they have been and are buying online.
Yeah, this or what is important from what you've said, Tomasz, is that this comes immediately after you saw the lifting of trading restrictions on your end. So while it is impressive, the key question is, do you see it being sustained beyond, you know, the period of consumers being let out the cages, so to speak? I mean, one would assume that some kind of shift has been triggered on how people shop and where.
That is correct, and out of question, there is a bit of a catch-up demand or delayed demand that people were waiting to realize, but I would be assuming that this kind of demand would be standing the first week or two. The data I have just provided is for the entire month, so 4 weeks of May, and it seems it continues also throughout June on a bit slower pace, but still does continue. So this builds certain level of confidence with us that that it's not something fragmented, that's something short term. But importantly, even before the pandemic, at EPP, it was quite clear that online shopping will be taking a bigger share, or materially bigger share. And that's fine, because what we believe the evolving role of shopping centers is going to be is a place that will combine various omnichannel functions, selling physical goods being one of them, but presenting the goods to people being an equally important one. And if subsequent trade is done online, that's fine, so long we have the right lease agreements and retailers are understanding the role of physical shops in their ultimate success, combining both offline and online. And that's where we're heading, and that's what we strategically believe is the right direction for EPP. Yeah.
Tomasz, how much distress are you coming back from here? Because one wonders the extent to which your occupancy rates, for example, were impacted, and the extent to which that comes back, and at what pace?
The occupancy rates have been impacted, but actually to a very, very small degree. So it's mostly the small local companies, but really few shops. If we count them, maybe it's a handful of cases, but not more. And few of the F&B providers on a smaller scale. The bigger scale operators that we have across the portfolio are all operating. So there's been little of that. The companies are making an effort to really rebuild their businesses, and there was a state support to a certain extent available to those operators to be used. So yes, we have a little increase, a couple of percentage points, but that's really nothing in comparison to what we are worried about a year and a bit ago when pandemic was at its first peak. So overall, this is actually very positive news, I believe, that we have been reporting to the market, also in terms of our overall occupancy. And importantly, maybe one final comment on that is that we are on purpose not rushing to release these few vacant units, because what we don't want to do is to get the deals done still at the very early stages of stabilization. We'd rather have centers stabilizing, proving consistent footfall, proving consistent turnovers, which we strongly believe will be the case, and then get better deals with retailers actually being much more keen and willing to pay more decent rental terms. That's what we believe is the right strategy. So we'll be rather than rushing up, taking a bit more time to fulfill these vacancies.
Which leads me to the next question I was going to pose to you, Tomas. What does this mean for you as the property owner? Does it necessarily mean that you can effectively push quite significant escalation rates through, or is it still quite a fine balancing act that you've got to perform?
At the end of the day, it's going to be a bit of balancing out of some of the pros being the spending power growth, the real return and rebound of people coming to the shopping centers and aspects like that. On the other hand, we also do need to take into consideration that retailers have been through very, very difficult time. And some of them have been doing really well, selling a lot of goods online. Some others haven't. They might have not developed the online presence, or they're just too small to really take a proper place in online. And we have to accommodate all of that in our shopping centers. So it's going to be a process. It's going to be taking time in terms of negotiating. It's going to take time until we reset what we believe is the final long-term tenant mix in all our properties. But the general underlying fundamentals are very supportive and very helpful. So we believe we just need to be patient. But I'm sure we're going in the right direction.
And as you say, I mean, this is one of the strongest retail markets in Europe. Before I let you go, Tomas, are you worried about competition and new players coming in as they search for new growth opportunities in what is an overall distressed economic scenario?
I'm not worried about it at all. That's a simple answer. And the reason is, yes, we're expecting capital to continue to be interested in Poland. And that's, I believe, to the benefit of companies like EPP, because anything that it may do is actually the bigger the capital demand, the more the pressure on values. So this can in turn actually bring back the valuations to go up from a hopefully temporary period of downwards pressure in relation to the COVID. So on that end, I think it's positive. When you also look at the total supply of potential new schemes, this is going to be under heavy constraint. It already was before the pandemic because of the planning restrictions, but also because overall saturation of the market has reached certain levels. So there's going to be very, very few shopping centers being built, if any at all. So when you have your standing properties and you manage them well, they should only, you know, get stronger. Also, with the new retailers that we believe will be coming to the market also in the future.
Well, let's leave it there, Tomas. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Tomas Stroslo, who's CEO of EPP.